I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last month, militant Fulani herdsmen killed up to 200 Nigerians in the predominantly Christian village of Yelwada. Since then, fear has grown that another large-scale attack could be coming. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations explains that Nigeria is split in half. Christians are largely in the south and Muslims in the north. Although Nigeria has one of the highest Christian populations in Africa, their cries for protection are often ignored.
You make the case that those who are Muslim, Fulani, Hausa, have been more strategic at getting positions of authority and power, including in the military, like the story that we're talking about. And so as a result, they tend to look the other way.
But on the ground, frontline Christians share the gospel with the Fulani and other Islamic groups. So pray for gospel advance. And although young adults are still the earliest adopters of new technology in the U.S., older generations are closing the gap. A recent Pew study says the difference in technology use between those under 30 and over 65 has distinctly narrowed in the past decade. However, Bible translators remain slower to accept new tools and methods. Dane with Unfolding Word says,
the question goes like this. I thought only experts with PhDs could translate the Bible. How can we know church-based Bible translations are trustworthy? And that question, coupled with the steady decline of Bible translation consultants, drove the creation of Unfolding Word's software tool set that we call Translation Core.
Translation Core is already helping Unfolding Word partners in Myanmar. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.